truth, speaking softly. The soft curve of the day meets me and invites discovery. Gently, I awaken to wonderment, with eyes clouded over by too much pain or too much looking for pain. It's so familiar, this search for intensity, this search for words to somehow express the all of what I see, the all of what I sense, the all of what is known by me, by you. If we are somehow still, quiet enough, the truth approaches cautiously and asks, "Are you ready for me? Are you now ready to see the life you are called to? Are you truly ready for this day?" I am knowing this time is near. I am sensing I have run out of excuses for dawdling around the truth as it advances, gently this time, for the fire has done her work. In soft approach, I am undefended. I lean into truth and hope it holds me. I lean into life and know my structures are leaning to threatening collapse. Crumble, I say, you obstruct the view, and there is rising possible. The rumble is an earthquake. Measuring off Richter scales, I'm shattered and freed in a single sweeping stroke, clean, clear, decisive, red on black. Slayed by words of my own origin, common pool as source, resting in the vastness, I'm held in emptiness, a deep intake of air, my fate is sealed, not entombed, not enclosed, but the space of no choice leaves me shaking in the silence of this wildness. Words pour out from cooler waters, from peaceful shores, next to which I have sat. Still, I languish there, knowing the fire and calm waters are doing what they do, called by a silent voice loudly heard across vast canyons. Here, I am sitting here, I am sitting here, I am sitting here. The coyote, nose twitching, sniffs the emergent breeze.